chapter 10, verse 31. Whether therefore you eat or drink, or whatsoever you do, do it all unto the glory of God. Who don't like that? Mic drop. Welcome back. It's a blessing to be with you for another edition of Faith Family Fantasy Football. I'm the Holy Handicapper, the host of this podcast. This is a fantasy football podcast, but we have to acknowledge what is going on in our world. Please pray for the peace and protection of Israel. Keep all the families and friends of those viciously attacked in your prayers. Psalm 121 verse 4 says, "Behold, God who watches over Israel will never sleep or slumber. The Lord is their protector." Unfortunately, evil is relentless and Satan knows his time is short and will come to an end. In the book of Revelation, the 12th chapter, the 12th verse, it says, "Woe to the earth and sea, because the devil has come down to you in great wrath, knowing that he has only a short time. He is creating as much chaos as possible while he can." To my young listeners, don't be afraid. Jesus, by his death and resurrection, has already won the victory. The world and many in Israel just don't know it yet. In the book of Isaiah, the 45th chapter, the 22nd and 23rd verse says, "For I am God, and there is no other. I have sworn by myself, the word has gone out from my mouth in righteousness and will not turn back, that to me every knee will bow, every tongue will swear allegiance. They will say of me, only in the Lord are righteousness and strength." At the end, when judgment comes, the truth will win out and be professed by everyone. In the book of Philippians, the 1st chapter, verses 6 to 11, the Word of God says, "Who, as he already existed in the form of God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but emptied himself by taking the form of a bondservant and being born in the likeness of men. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, death on a cross. For this reason, also, God highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name which is above every other name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee will bow, of those who are in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and that every tongue will confess that Jesus is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." Please pray for Israel to turn to Jesus the Messiah, and pray for the same for the rest of the world, including Israel's enemies. Without Jesus, the Prince of Peace, there is no peace. Well, it's week 6 and we only have two teams on bye this week, the Packers and the Steelers. No real fantasy superstar set it and forget it players. You will want to be looking ahead though at byes for next week. Week 7 we have the first of two weeks with 6 teams on bye. They are the Panthers, Bengals, Cowboys, Texans, Jets, and Titans. The other 6 team bye week is in week 13. We have Baltimore, Buffalo, Chicago, Las Vegas, Minnesota, and the Giants all on bye. A lot more fantasy superstars there. That may be our Bye-mageddon week for this year. So with 6 teams on bye this week, see if you can beat the waiver wire and propose those trades to fill those holes to find that team that needs a win and has a value player on bye and needs a fill-in. You can often get good value that way. We had a few more key injuries who are fantasy relevant this week. Justin Jefferson, wide receiver of the Vikings, has a hamstring. He'll be out indefinitely. Anthony Richardson, quarterback of the Colts, has an AC joint injury, grade 3, out 4 to 8 weeks, and may need surgery, so may be out longer. Devon Achane, Dolphins, has a knee issue. He'll be out until at least week 11. On short-term IR, and he's on short-term IR, I'm sorry, and James Conner, running back of the Cardinals, has a knee and is out 4 weeks and is also on short-term IR. This means some juggling in fantasy value and opportunities for backups to perform. Check our website for newly inducted God Squad players. We also have several players to add. Our most recent God Squad players are on the homepage, faithfamilyfantasyfootball.com, and the others are in the God Squad tab. Check the website later in the week to see when we induct new players. We also added a new NFL God Search this week, a great interview with Coach Prime. Also on our website in the blog tab, you can find the best value players available. Just as a reminder, follow us on X and Instagram at Holy Handicapper. That's Holy with an I, Handy with an I. And on Facebook, Faith Family Fantasy Football. Our podcast host site is now Spotify, who absorbed Anchor. We can be found on most podcast platforms. I also post on social media sites when a podcast drops, so join our social media sites. Subscribe, download, rate, and review the podcast wherever you listen. If you subscribe to the podcast, you can set your settings to automatically download and notify you. You can leave us a message on our Spotify host page. Visit our website, faithfamilyfantasyfootball.com, to see what Jesus is doing in the NFL. The Holy Handicapper's best available players are posted weekly during the season. You can ask a question, leave feedback, suggestions, and content request on the contact page. For those not involved in social media, you can call and leave a message, a question, or text me at 770-744-4075. My email is holyhandicapper@faithfamilyfantasyfootball.com. We would love to hear from you to make this work. Again, I am shamelessly continue to ask for ratings, reviews, download, interactions, and follows on our podcast, and follows and interactions on our social media platforms and website. If you want to have a totally free, faith-based, family-friendly, G-rated platform that you and your entire family can listen to without any unwanted surprises, with content for fantasy football and life, help us get the word out. As James the Apostle, the brother of Jesus, said in the book of James, the 4th chapter, end of the 2nd verse, you have not because you ask not. So again, I am asking, rate, review, download, comment, follow, like, share, so we can get on the search radar publicly. We would love to show up on podcast searches under fantasy football. We need you to take action to get our podcast recognized publicly. Together, let's get our faith-based platform recognized. We are closer to shutting down the podcast again this year. I was listening to a fantasy football podcast this week, and they were hoping to get 200,000 followers by the end of the podcast. Boy, I wish that was my problem. We have done about as much as we can with the limited time and money we have. We are very close to single-digit listeners, way down from the preseason ranking shows. I need you who listen to give us honest feedback on if it's the content, the format, or just not a necessary endeavor. What are your suggestions? What would inspire you to share the podcast and tell your family, friends, and church and league mates about us? If any of you have expertise in podcast optimization, please let me know. I would like to make this work, but I need your help. I am really not doing this for me. If I am not helping you or meeting a need, I need to take the time I put into this podcast to spread the gospel and minister elsewhere. I am more comfortable in doing this if necessary, since we have discovered another faith-based, family-friendly, G-rated fantasy platform. The name of the podcast is Fantasy Football Fellowship. Fantasy Football Fellowship is more than a podcast. It is a complete ministry as part of the Unpacking It Ministries led by Bryce Johnson. I praise the Lord we are not alone in providing faith-based content. I enjoy listening to the Fantasy Football Fellowship podcast weekly. I may need to talk with Bryce to see if we can join forces somehow. I just received an email that my automatic payment went through for my domain name and website, so I won't be permanently vanishing if I decide to temporarily shut down the podcast. Up to this point, I have not had a tracker on my website, but I am looking into Google Analytics to track website visits. I like doing this, but want to make sure it is making a difference for the kingdom of God. If not, I'm out. Our lineup for today will be our weekly Reset Lifeline by Pastor Jeremy Morton, lead pastor of First Baptist Church Woodstock in Woodstock, Georgia, which is a short biblical life lesson, and then NFL injuries and news, followed by the Holy Handicappers, Who's Hot and Who's Not for Week 5. We had a couple of key fantasy difference maker players come back to action this week, Jonathan Taylor and Cooper Kupp, with mixed reviews. We had several players come back from season-ending injuries this year. Breece Hall, J.K. Dobbins, Javonte Williams, Odell Beckham, Jimmy Garoppolo, Lamar Jackson, Brock Purdy, Matthew Stafford. Not to mention, by name, several defensive players headlined by DeMar Hamlin. There is a lot that goes into a successful comeback in the NFL. We just see an occasional workout or rehab exercise, but anyone who has suffered an impact injury or serious physical health issues knows there is a lot more that goes into your comeback that people actually see, know, or understand. Have you ever had a spiritual falling away or funk that has that had you trapped for a time, or maybe still has you trapped? Bad decisions that you just can't escape from? Have you ever lost the joy of Jesus' salvation? Have you ever had true joy and peace that only comes from God? Our lifeline for today is a short biblical devotion from the book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 7, verse 14, titled, How to Have a Spiritual Comeback. Let's see what God wants to say to us through Pastor Jeremy this week.
This is Reset, a daily devotional podcast from Pastor Jeremy Morton.
Hear today the word of the Lord from the Old Testament book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 7, verse 14. The scripture says this, And my people who bear my name, if they'll humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven, I will forgive their sin, and I will heal their land. If you were physically sick, what would you do? Well, hopefully you would go to a doctor and you would say, Doctor, I need medicine to treat my illness. The doctor would examine you to see your symptoms, and then he would prescribe medication. He would prescribe something helpful. And if you take that medication, then God willing, by faith, you are made well. If you're physically sick, you follow the doctor's prescription to get well. Well, here in 2 Chronicles chapter 7, we see Solomon, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, giving for us God's spiritual prescription to get well. This is a nation that needed revival. This is a nation that needed spiritual awakening. This is on the glorious occasion where Solomon is leading the children of Israel after 20 years of construction through the dedication of the very first temple. This temple was filled with the glory of God. God was speaking through Solomon and speaking to the people, and he was saying this, If you'll keep your eyes on this place, if you'll keep your hearts close to me, then I'll bless you. But if you turn from me, and if you pursue worldly idols, you will be cursed. And then in this famous verse of Scripture, 2 Chronicles 7:14, God gives the people a very specific prescription on what to do if they've fallen away from God, or if they've drifted from God, or if they've slipped into bad habits. This is God's prescription for a comeback. Can I ask you a question today? Do you feel far from God? Do you feel as if your prayers are going unanswered? Do you feel distant from the presence of God? Listen to me, friends. This is God's prescription about how to make a comeback. It's a passage we must apply when we're in desperate need of a spiritual breakthrough. It goes like this. We must humble ourselves. Not just be humble, but humble yourself. Get rid of your pride. Get on your knees and say, God, what about me needs to change? The next thing is this. Begin in prayer. The biggest sign of pride and arrogance is prayerlessness. But a true sign of humility is that we will be people of prayer. In the morning, pray. In the evening, pray. Throughout your day, pray. Every time it crosses your mind, pray. And then it says this, humility, prayer, and seek the face of the Lord. This is a picture of earnestly pursuing God. It means that you want His smile of approval. It means that you want your actions to be in consistency with the teaching of God's Word. And then when we do this, when we humble ourselves, when we pray, when we seek God's face, we will naturally turn from our sin. will naturally be disgusted by the things that disappoint God. So we leave our sin and we run to the arms of Jesus, who will always forgive us and welcome us back with open, loving arms. Notice what verse 14 says. If we're humble, if we're praying, if we're seeking God's face, and if we're turning away from our sins, this is what the Bible says. God will hear from heaven. He'll forgive our sin, and he'll heal our land. If you're anything like me, there are many days when you fall short, and you're in desperate need of a spiritual comeback. May 2 Chronicles 7:14 be the hope of our life, the hope of our family, the hope of our communities, and the hope of our nation. Oh God, in me, in my family, in our country, give us a spiritual comeback. Lord, would you teach us to humble ourselves? Would you help us be people of prayer? Would you help us to seek your face? And would you give us power through conviction from the Bible to turn from our sins, to repent of our sins, and to run to you? Thank you, Jesus, for the hope we have in Christ. In your name we pray. Amen.
Thanks for listening to Reset, a resource from First Baptist Church, Woodstock. We exist to help people find and follow Jesus. And for more resources that we hope will help you do just that, please visit fbcw.org.
What is holding you back from a spiritual comeback? I would love to hear what you have to say. If you have a Spotify account, you can find our podcast questions and polls that let you interact with us. You can also find and answer our podcast questions on X, Twitter, and Instagram at Holy Handicapper and on our webpage, faithfamilyfantasyfootball.com, by choosing the contact page. Call or text me at 770-744-4075. Let's get started with Week 6 in NFL injury updates and news. Derek Carr, quarterback for the New Orleans Saints, is close to 100%. He's good to go for Sunday. This will be good news for Chris Olave and Michael Thomas. Deshaun Watson was declared out for Week 6 with a shoulder injury. He declines to comment on what the injury really is. Since we don't know what the injury is, it's hard to predict when he'll be back. We hope it'll be next week. Justin Herbert, quarterback for the Los Angeles Chargers, is said to have no restrictions this week and is good to go for Week 6. His injury was to his non-throwing hand, so we don't expect any limitations for him in Week 6 against the Cowboys. Austin Eckler, running back for the Los Angeles Chargers, practiced in full all week this week, struggling to come back from that ankle injury. He has been out since Week 2, and when asked earlier in the week how he is feeling, he said he's about 99.9% ready to go. Eckler is an avid fantasy player. I'd like to know if he has him started in his own lineup this week. Khalil Herbert, running back for the Chicago Bears, was placed on short-term IR for 4 weeks, as we said earlier. He is battling with a high ankle sprain. And I might as well say it here also, Roschon Johnson, running back for the Chicago Bears, is also out for Week 6 with a concussion. So it looks like Deontay Foreman is going to be the guy there. I wish I'd known Roschon Johnson was going to be out this week before I picked him up instead of Foreman this week. But for the long play, I do like Roschon Johnson for sure. Jeff Wilson, running back for Miami, was thought to be a start this week. He's been dealing with a ribs and finger injury, but he was downgraded to doubtful, then to out. So he will not be in this week for the Dolphins. As we mentioned earlier, Devon Achane for the Miami Dolphins running back is also out until week 11. He's been put on short-term IR. So Raheem Mostert is a show until Jeff Wilson gets back. Running back Saquon Barkley for the New York Giants. We don't know if he's day-to-day or week-to-week. He plays Sunday night, so that complicates matters some. There's a chance he'll come back. He has been out since week 2, so that's been 3 games already. So he came back after 3 games last year, struggled a bit. He may sit one more game, not sure, but you have to do your due diligence to figure out if you're going to play him or sit him since he plays on Sunday night. I wish I could help you more, but there's really not much news out there. Jahmyr Gibbs, running back for the Detroit Lions, is out for week six with a hamstring. It looks like David Montgomery is going to continue to smash for fantasy. So far, it looks like this is one of the calls I actually got right this preseason between Montgomery and Gibbs. But to balance it out, I really blew it on Dalvin Cook and Breece Hall. Miles Sanders, running back for the Carolina Panthers, is out for week six with a shoulder injury. It looks like Chuba Hubbard will be the go-to back. We'll see how he does. He's been doing pretty well. He's actually been playing better than Sanders in general in the limited time he's had. But we know Hubbard is not a superstar. But if he gets the volume that Sanders was getting, he would be a good fill-in this week. And I guess if Hubbard plays well enough, there will be a good chance that he cuts into Sanders' role as the volume back that he's been so far. Again, as we said earlier, James Conner, running back for the Arizona Cardinals, is out and on short-term IR, which means he'll be out for a minimum of 4 weeks. Aaron Jones, running back for the Green Bay Packers, who had already played, was not active for the game. And he is on bye this week, so check out his status when he comes back. Again, A.J. Dillon has proved to be just the guy. Devontae Adams, wide receiver for the Las Vegas Raiders, continues to play through a shoulder injury. He will be active this week. Justin Jefferson, wide receiver for the Minnesota Vikings, has a hamstring, and word is he is out indefinitely. Not sure what that means. Maybe it means if they start winning and give up on the season, he may be out longer than we would expect. Deontay Johnson, wide receiver for the Pittsburgh Steelers, is scheduled in week 7 for his return. He's on bye this week, so he might have been dropped. He's someone you might be able to beat the waiver wire on to pick him up if you're in need of a receiver. Moving on to tight ends, Sam Laporta, tight end for the Detroit Lions, who is a rookie that's been tearing it up this year, is officially questionable with a calf injury. He ended up coming back to practice limited on Friday, so there may be a chance he plays, but you want to keep an eye on that. They may not want to risk the rookie getting hurt more. David Njoku, tight end for the Cleveland Browns, returned to practice in week 6, but is listed as questionable. He's still recovering from those burns he received from the house fire he had. He very bravely played last week, so I would expect him to play again this week. Darren Waller, tight end for the New York Giants, has been struggling with a groin injury. They may not have Daniel Jones. They may hold him back. We'll see what happens. Keep an eye out. He plays Sunday night also, which always complicates things. Both tight ends for the Buffalo Bills, Dalton Kincaid and Dawson Knox, are both listed as questionable. Dalton Kincaid's in the NFL concussion protocol, and Dawson Knox has a wrist injury. I'm not sure who the third tight end is, but this is good news, I think, for James Cook to get some more catches out of the backfield. Pat Freiermuth, tight end for the Pittsburgh Steelers, has a hamstring he's been struggling with. He's on bye this week. I think they're hoping to get him back in week 7. This is something you might want to monitor again. Some people might have dropped him that are desperate. As a tight end, you might want to pick up if you're tight end desperate as a beat the waiver wire. There was a couple quarterbacks I forgot to mention for our injuries. Daniel Jones, quarterback for the New York Giants, has a neck injury. He has been rolled out for week 6, and it looks like that Tyrod Taylor gets to start this week. I'm not sure how much of a downgrade that is for the pass catchers, but Taylor doesn't run as well as Jones does for sure. And I forgot to mention again the quarterback for the Indianapolis Colts, Anthony Richardson, who is out 4 to 8 weeks with an AC joint injury. Carr didn't miss any time, but he looked terrible. And also, this AC joint injury is a grade 3 for Richardson. There is talk that he may need surgery and might be out longer than that even. Moving on to the holy handicappers, who's hot and who's not, we will first touch on the players that are already rostered but are hot right now, and they may be trade bait that you want to sell high on, or that other players might come knocking on the door for. I would say at the top of our list, Ja'Marr Chase, wide receiver for the Cincinnati Bengals, has struggled to hit double digits this year, and this week he had 54.20 points. He's not hot. He's on fire. Whoosh. I wouldn't sell Chase for less than a king's ransom, but I guess there is some possibility that Burrow just really doesn't come back well from that calf injury. And that calf might be a struggle for most of the season. DJ Moore, wide receiver of the Chicago Bears, continues his tear. He has had only 1 week without double-digit fantasy points. And this week, he scored right behind Jamar Chase with 53 points. So he was chasing Chase this week. I might look into the possibility of trading DJ Moore if I had him. You probably could get a King's ransom, and I'm not sure if he's worth that yet. The only two games he's been well into double digits has been the last two games against terrible defenses, Denver and Washington. That brings up another hot player, which is Justin Fields from that same Chicago Bears. Again, against the last two teams he played, terrible defenses, Denver and Washington, he's put up great points. He had 40.98 points this week and 35.9 points last week. I don't expect him to keep up the pace he's at right now. So if you wanted to trade him right now, now would be the time because this is the highest he'll be. Again, he's one of those players that are on fire. Zach Moss, running back for the Indianapolis Colts, is on fire. He scored 36.5 points this week and has had only one game this season that he has not been above the 20s. But unfortunately, Jonathan Taylor is going to pour some water on that fire. I don't know if it's going to happen as much this week. I think he will cut into more of Moss's carries this week. But I think by next week, Taylor will be the main man and it will be the hot player. And Moss will just start smoldering a bit. Last week was the time to sell Moss, but you still may be able to sell him this week. See what you can get for him. This is the highest his value will be this season unless Taylor gets hurt. Dallas Goedert, tight end for the Philadelphia Eagles, is on fire. He had a great game this week. He had 36.7 points this week. He really has struggled to get in double digits, actually had a goose egg in week one. I had a couple owners contact me about purchasing him. They wanted way too much, but he is on fire right now, so this is the time to sell him. If you can afford to sell him, now is the time. I think he may have a couple blow-up games, but I think he will fall in that 8 to 14 points generally in the season. So if you have another tight end, sell him now. Breece Hall, running back for the New York Jets, is on fire. Sure enough, as the coach said, they took the reins off him. He scored 31.4 points this week. Bye-bye, Dalvin Cook. And Breece Hall is on fire. Do not sell him. George Kittle, tight end for the San Francisco 49ers, is on fire. 30.7 points this week. He has only had one other week where he was above double digits. So I'm not a big Kittle fan, and they have so many weapons there. I say sell him right now while you can because he is on fire. Desmond Ridder, quarterback for the Atlanta Falcons, is on fire. He scored 30.2 points this week. He actually was in single digits 3 of the 5 weeks. So if you have another option, a quarterback, now is the time to sell Desmond Ridder while he is on fire. I don't think this is going to continue. I think he will start flickering again real soon. Logan Thomas, tight end for the Washington Redskins, is on fire. 28.7 points this week. He has been in double digits every game he's played this year so far. Unless you are really good at tight end and can afford to sell him, hold on to him. Unless he gets injured, he is a guy that can produce. But if you pick them up on waiver wires like I did in a couple leagues, you can sell him high. Sell him now high. Sammy Laporta, tight end for the Detroit Lions, is on fire. He has been in double digits every game this season. He's a little banged up, but in this tight end market, I would have to get a King's ransom to get rid of him. And you may be able to get a King's ransom if you took him as your second tight end and drafted one of those top five guys. If you took a chance on Bryce Young, quarterback from Carolina, he had a good game this week. He actually scored 22.3 points. For him, that's on fire. That was the first game this year he's been in the 20s. He's a guy most likely you picked up as your backup quarterback. And if you're planning on selling him, this would be the time to do it. That team has been looking bad, and this would be the time to sell. I'm going to say Puka Nacua, the wide receiver for the Los Angeles Rams, is on fire still. Even with the return of Cooper Kupp, he's still on fire. I wouldn't sell him unless you're really desperate in another position, and you got him late in the draft, and you're pretty stuck at wide receiver. If that's the case, get someone good for him. You should be able to get a good haul for him. Jordan Addison, wide receiver for the Minnesota Vikings, is definitely on fire. He scored 19.8 points, and with Jefferson out, I think he is going to be the guy there. So hopefully you got him late, and he'd be a guy that can really help you out. If you got him late and you're really stocked at wide receiver, sell him don't settle for anything but a good haul for him for sure. But if you're going to sell him, now is the time to sell him while his stock is at the highest. Tajay Spears, running back for the Tennessee Titans, is on fire for a rookie that's playing behind the king, Derrick Henry. He has been getting some touches and making the most out of them. He's a guy that you want to stash and hold on to if you can. But if you want to sell him right now, would be the time to sell him because he had his best game of the season. He's coming up on a bye. So, if you need somebody, you could sell him. But I like to hold him. Now let's look at who's hot for players that are lower roster than, say, 60%. What appears to be the number one hot wire waiver pickup or free agent pickup is Deontay Foreman, running back for the Chicago Bears. With both Herbert and Roschon Johnson out, he is the starting back now for the Chicago Bears. I think his fire is going to be dwindling when Roschon Johnson gets back, but for right now, for this week, Deontay Foreman is on fire. Right now, as of Saturday afternoon, Deontay Foreman is only 49% owned. Chuba Hubbard, running back for the Carolina Panthers, is 56% owned. With Miles Sanders out for week 6, he has had a large increase in his ownership. He's not a guy that can save your season, but he's a good fill-in for this week if you need him. But according to the Sleeper waiver wire pickups, he's on fire. Salvon Ahmed, running back for the Miami Dolphins, is 13% owned, and he was the third highest added player this week. That makes him a free agent waiver wire on fire. I think folks have seen enough of Chuba Hubbard to know that he is not the long-term answer there, and I guess people are taking a speculative ad on Salvon Ahmed. P.J. Walker, quarterback of the Cleveland Browns, and Tyrod Taylor, quarterback for the New York Giants, are also big ads this week. I would think that's mostly in two quarterback leagues. I don't think in 10-team leagues they have much of to say, but in larger leagues it looks like they are being widely picked up. This next player, Darrington Evans, running back for Chicago Bears, is someone I almost picked up on a hunch. There was a lot of buzz around him when he got drafted in the third round by the Titans in 2020. Then he got injured and hasn't really been able to stick with the team, but he has some talent, so someone to keep an eye on. And obviously 64,500 people are keeping an eye on him. So he is on fire, and he's 0% owned. Josh Downs, wide receiver of the Indianapolis Colts, is 49% owned. He is on fire. He's picked up by 27,200 folks this week. He seems to be the favorite target of new quarterback Gardner the Mustache Minshew, who is going to be behind the reins for quite some time now in Indy. DJ Chark, wide receiver for the Carolina Panthers, is 22% owned. And he was picked up by 18,000 folks this week. He is on fire. He had his best game of the season with Bryce Young having his best game of the season. I don't think that was accidental. And maybe there will be a connection there to continue into the future. Curtis Samuel, wide receiver for the Washington Commanders, is 51% owned. He has been consistent. He has seems to be having a very high floor. I don't know how high his ceiling is, but he has a very high floor and is someone is worth picking up if you need a receiver. Tyler Conklin, tight end for the New York Jets, is 13% owned. He was picked up by 17,000 folks this week. He has three games that he has been over double digits. And we know Zach doesn't know where to go with the ball, and it's easy to find your tight end So I think definitely he is on fire. Dalton Schultz, tight end for the Houston Texans, is 56% owned, and he is definitely hot. It appears that Stroud has been able to follow through with his reads more. He's picking up Schultz up a lot more. Last couple games, he's had 17 points and then 27 points. He is definitely hot. Sam Howell, quarterback for the Washington Commanders, is only 40% owned. He is chucking the ball around a lot in his games. He has 31 attempts, 39 attempts, 29 attempts, 41 attempts, and 51 attempts. He is definitely hot. He is almost on fire, too. Amari DiMercato is running back for the Arizona Cardinals, is now 66% owned. With James Conner out, it looks like DiMercato and Ingram will be fighting for that number one slot at running back. I think Ingram has proven himself to be just a guy, so I think they're going to give DiMercato a chance to win this job. He's definitely a hot pickup. Believe it or not, on his next one, Rob Gronkowski, tight end, free agent, 0% owned, was added by 18,200 teams this week. I haven't heard anything about a comeback, but that's interesting that many people had picked him up this week. If Kelce can keep chugging at 34, why can't Gronky Kong? I think he'd be crazy to come out of the booth, but money does a lot of crazy things to people. Now moving on to the who's not list for players that are highly rostered. First up, we have Patrick Mahomes, quarterback for the Kansas City Chiefs. Patrick Mahomes has been a disappointment compared to Patrick Mahomes' standards set in past seasons. If ever there was a time to buy low on Mahomes, it would be right now. It appears that the problem is that his defense is playing much better, so not playing from behind so much. They have a much better running game. It looks like they settled on a running back in Isaiah Pacheco, and he's just not having to create magic, so he just isn't. I wouldn't be going out of my way to sell him, but I might be going out of my way to buy him. Next on our who's not list, or cold list, would be Calvin Ridley, wide receiver for the Jacksonville Jaguars. He has only had two really good games, and it seems like he's having a lot of the same problems that Mahomes is having. His team is playing much better, playing better defense, and have a better running game, and they're just not passing the ball as much, and they really have a lot of weapons there to throw to. I don't know if I'd be selling him. I have him a couple of leagues. I'm not selling him, but I may be looking to buy him at a fairly low price right now. This next player, Kyle Pitts, actually had his best game of the season this year, but I still think that he is not hot. Now would be the time to sell them. That offense is terrible. Ridder is bad, even though he had his best game of the season. If you can get something off his name recognition, which I have not been able to, go ahead and do it. Darren Waller, tight end for the New York Giants, had his best game of the season, but he has not been hot at all. I think there may be plenty of teams trying to sell high on him after his best game of the season, but I think you can get him at a reasonable price. I would be buying him right now. I would not be selling him. Tua Tagovailoa, quarterback for the Miami Dolphins, he is not hot right now. He came off of a couple stinker games. 13.98 and 17.9 games after that record-setting week for Miami in week three. He has a fairly tough schedule, but I would try to buy low on him now if you can. Trevor Lawrence, quarterback for the Jacksonville Jaguars, one of our God Squad members, is definitely not hot right now. Matter of fact, I think he is pretty cold. But like I said about Ridley, their defense is playing better. Their running game is doing better. He's not having to do as much. So, I think therein lies a lot of his problem. I'm not sure if he is a buy low or if he's just a hold right now. I'm concerned. I had high hopes for him coming into this season. He has not lived up to my expectations. But if you think he's turned this thing around, now is a great time to buy him because he shouldn't get much lower as far as his value. C.J. Stroud, quarterback for the Houston Texans, has come back to earth a bit. After three games of over 25 points, he scored 16.16 points this week. He would be a buy low for me, just as a backup that if someone has running backs off or wide receivers off, they need a fill-in. You have a guy that just sitting on your bench that you're not playing that could start for someone else during a bye week. I'd grab him because I think he is going to be better as the season goes on. He has a lot of good weapons. Raheem Mostert, after his hot start, has cooled down a lot. He had 28 points week two, 45 points week three. And then as Achan started getting a run, he had 3.5 and 14.8. If folks are sleeping and haven't heard about Achan's injury, he is definitely a buy low right now. I think you could buy him fairly low, and he could pay off dividends for you. I'm holding him in my leagues. I like him. As long as he stays healthy, he's a good back. Joe Mixon, running back for the Cincinnati Bengals, he is not hot right now, but that team has been so dismal. I think that team's turning it around. He is definitely a buy low candidate right now. Buy him if you need a running back. Burrow seems like he's getting healthy. That offense is looking good. He is not a great running back, but he gets volume. And once that offense starts moving again and getting that red zone, he's going to fall into the end zone for a lot of touchdowns. So he is definitely a buy low to try to buy right now. Zay Flowers, wide receiver for the Baltimore Ravens, I think he is not hot right now. He's just been average, but team has offense has been not very good. I see them turning things around. Zay, I think, has become the number two wide receiver behind Andrews. And I don't think you would have to pay too much for him. I would buy Zay Flowers if you can right now low. Another who's not hot player, a cold player, is Michael Wilson, wide receiver for the Arizona Cardinals. I like him. I think he's going to do more as the season goes on. And if Kyler Murray can make it back, I think he might light the end of the season up. Wilson is only 34% owned. That's a wrap for the handicapper who's hot and who's not players for week six. Our fantasy football question of the week is, who is your hottest player under 60% owned in week six? And our poll for this week will be, which who's not hot player will turn it around? You can answer our question on our host site, Spotify, or on our web page, faithfamilyfantasyfootball.com, on the contact page. Please follow and interact with us on X and Instagram at Holy Handicapper to help us get the word out. You can follow, like, and interact with us on Facebook at Faith Family Fantasy Football. Visit our website, faithfamilyfantasyfootball.com. For those not involved in social media, you can call and leave a voice message or a text message at 770-744-4075. My email is holyhandicapper@faithfamilyfantasyfootball.com. I am always looking for ways to help our listeners out, so if you have some ideas, let us know. Check out my write-up every Thursday at fantasyindex.com, Ask the Experts. Check out our friends at fantasynerds.com for free fantasy football content and the best premium subscription deal in the industry. Check out our brothers in Christ at fantasyfootballfellowship.com and listen to their podcast weekly with the same name. Get involved in their ministry. It has been a blessing and a privilege to spend this time with you. Keep loving your Heavenly Father, keep loving your family, and keep playing fantasy football. God bless you, and remember, one cross plus three nails equals forgiven. Thank you, Jesus. In the first book of Corinthians, chapter 10, verse 31, whether therefore you eat or drink, or whatsoever you do, do it all unto the glory of God.